Hello and welcome back to Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelane Makhwanyana, and today we are diving into a topic that's often unspoken, but deeply influential in shaping the school experience, the hidden curriculum. You might be wondering, what exactly is the hidden curriculum? It's not in the syllabus, it's not part of the lesson plan, but it's everywhere between the bells, in the hallways, in body language, in silence, and in rules that are obeyed without question. Let's unpack today what students are really learning without anyone ever writing it on the board. So, because now, when we speak of curriculum, we usually, most of the time, think of textbooks, learning outcomes, and assessments, for example. But alongside this official curriculum, exists another layer, the hidden curriculum, which is what we are going to talk about today. So now, there are a few things that are included that are entangled within this hidden curriculum, which, number one, social norms, power dynamics, gender roles, discipline structures, cultural expectations, and even messages about success and failure. So now, what I'm saying is that it is the unwritten, unspoken, but powerfully influential set of lessons that students absorb every day. It's how they learn what to value, how to behave, and where they fit in, even if we never teach them directly these things. So also, I want now to explore these things today. Let's explore these things together today when it comes to this hidden curriculum. Number one, classroom rules and expectations. On this one, we may say, for example, we promoting creativity and critical thinking. But now, if we expect quiet compliance in these things, students learn that obedience is more valued than curiosity. Number two, when it comes to sitting arrangements, who sits where and why? Are students grouped by ability? Do certain students always sit at the back? These, now that I've just mentioned now, these choices silently teach lessons about inclusion, status, and belonging. Number three, discipline and authority. How we enforce rules often reflects underlying values. For example, do we discipline boys and girls differently? Do we show more patience to high achievers than struggling learners? You see, these are the questions that rise. Number four, cultural and language bias. Are students penalized for speaking in their home language? Are certain accents mocked or corrected more often? This subtly tell learners that which cultures are acceptable and which are not. So now, another point is teacher behavior. This one is a killer. Teacher behavior. Even without realizing this one, we model behavior. Our sarcasm, patience, or lack thereof. Our tone, for example, how we handle failure. These are all lessons students pick up without a single word being taught. So now, I want to give you, for example, a practical example from real schools. Maybe even from your school, this might have happened. Because some schools, teachers always call on the same few students for answers. What's the message through that? It says, your voice matters if you are confident and fast. So now everyone else learns to stay quiet. Some other schools, when a student fails a test, there's public embarrassment, perhaps calling out the lowest marks. The hidden lesson behind that is that failure is shameful. Don't take risks. You see? At a staff meeting, for example, a teacher jokes about how these kids will never make it out of township. No student hears it, but the belief system behind that statement shapes how that teacher teaches and the expectations they have. These silent messages shape identity, aspiration, and even self-worth. So now, why? Why should we care? Why should we care? Because students are not just learning math or English. They are learning who they are, where they belong, what is expected of them, what's possible for their lives. And they learn this through how we treat them, what we praise, what we ignore, and how we organize the school environment. This matters, especially in under-resourced communities, where the hidden curriculum can reinforce messages of limitation, low expectation, or silent compliance, when what we need is confidence, innovation, and voice. We can't ignore the hidden curriculum because, quite simply, it's always teaching. So, here's the good news about it. Hidden curriculum can also be a force for good. We can shape it intentionally, like for example, one, self-reflection. Teachers, you must ask yourself, man, do I treat all students with the same level of respect? What am I unintentionally modeling in the way I respond to mistakes or behavior? Number two, inclusion practices. Make room for different voices. Celebrate home languages. Diversify the examples you use. Rethink how you respond to failure, man. Number three, cultural awareness training. School leaders should provide space for reflection on race, gender, class, and unconscious bias. Not to point fingers, but to open minds. Number four, student feedback. Ask your students, what do you feel is valued in this classroom? The answers may surprise you, and they'll definitely teach you something. So, the hidden curriculum is always on. It doesn't need a textbook. That's what makes it so powerful. But it can also be dangerous if it's left unchecked. As teachers, principals, policymakers, and even podcast makers like me, we have a responsibility to name it, challenge it, and transform it into something affirming. Let's use the hidden curriculum to teach compassion, equity, confidence, and the idea that every learner belongs. Because sometimes the most powerful lessons are the ones we never write down, but live out every single day. So, that's it for today's episode of Talking Classrooms. I hope this gave you something to reflect on, and maybe even something to challenge in your own educational space. If this episode resonated with you, please share it, leave a review, or send me a message on social media. I'd love to hear what your students or you have learned without being taught. Until next time, keep the classroom alive and keep the conversation going. I'm Bulelani Makhwanana, and this has been Talking Classrooms.